working with different fields of awareness. We're going to work with breath, body, sound, thoughts, and emotions. So first of all, sit down on a chair or on a cushion. And make sure you sit up straight. Close your eyes. And try to get here. When you start a meditation, in the beginning there's some tension. Maybe you don't want to do this. There are more important things to do. So notice this. Notice this tension of wanting to do something and now just trying to be, to sit. Get your awareness here, so buttocks on a chair, you can feel them. Feet on the ground. There are some sounds around you. Maybe it's busy in your mind. Thoughts running around. Maybe your body gives some sensations. You don't have to change it. It's there. Acknowledge it. So don't push it away. So don't try to cling on it. Also don't try to stay with nice feeling. It's just there. Notice it. And then direct your attention towards the breath. The in and out breath. Pick a part of the body where you can feel the breath. Might be the nostrils. Maybe the throat. Chest. Diaphragm. Belly. Or maybe even another part of the body where you can feel the movement of the breath. Try to stay with it. This is your anchor point. So stay with the breath, in and out. Further on in this exercise, if you just get distracted, you can always get back to the breath. So it was there. In. Out. You can use the counting technique. See what's needed now. And then, from the breath, go towards the body. You can make it fluent. So you have the movement of the breath and there's this area where you feel the breath moving. And you might expand this area a bit. With every in-breath, slowly make it a little bit bigger. Towards the edges of your body. So body as a whole. Maybe by doing so, you can feel that the breath is not only in one part. It's in the belly and simultaneously it's in the chest. Maybe you can even feel it in your buttocks. Breathing in, and while you breathe out, the body gets a little bit heavier. So you can combine it, breath and body. Try to be curious. Curious about the feeling, the movement. Curious about what happens when you breathe in. What happens to the body and what happens when you breathe out? And then leave the breath and the body. Go towards sounds, towards your ears. So your awareness goes to sounds. So instead of having sounds as a distraction, you're going to use it. Your meditation object, so to say. So, what sounds are there? Maybe there are sounds far away. Maybe close by. Maybe sounds even inside your body. And you don't have to search for the sounds, they're just there. Notice them. And when you get into a sound too much, or stuck by a sound, try to get back just listening pure to the sounds. Because sometimes listening to the sounds can make you think a lot. It can be sticky. Notice it. Acknowledge it, that you were away. And get back pure to sounds. This is your meditation object. And again, you don't have to do anything with it. It's just about being aware. And then for now, also let go of the meditation object sounds. And go towards thoughts. So again, instead of having thoughts as a distraction, you're going to make it as your meditation object. So every time a thought pops up, your awareness goes there. Can you see where the thought pops up? Where it goes? And if you're now thinking about thoughts, this is your meditation object. This is the thought. Can you see where it popped up? Where it goes? Without analyzing it, just a thought. And maybe you notice that there is some space around this thought. Maybe it's even blank. And when you're stuck in a thought, notice it, acknowledge it, and go back to our thoughts. And sometimes it can be quite sticky. Then go back to the breath or the body, whatever you prefer, until a thought pops up again. And then you shift your attention towards the thought. And maybe by doing so, you can see that thoughts are also just a sensation that pops up. It's like a wave. It goes up and it goes down. It's the same with the body. A physical sensation pops up, and most of the time, it will go again. Same with sounds. Comes and it goes. But also with thoughts. Again, go towards thoughts. This can be quite helpful. Maybe noticing for the first time in your life that thoughts just arise and go. Then also let go of thoughts and go towards feelings, emotions. What feeling is present now? What kind of emotion is present now? You don't have to make it bigger, Don't have to make it smaller. See what's just there. Sometimes it's quite obvious, it's just bam. You know what's there. But sometimes with emotions, they're layered. Different emotions. Maybe there's even a physical component where you can feel the emotion. Or maybe when you try to go towards emotions, it's also just like thoughts, it's blank. Just in your own pace, try to see what's there. And then also let go of this object of meditation, the feelings, the emotions. And go back towards the breath. So there's the breath, there's this body which is breathing. There are sounds going towards the body. And in this body there are thoughts, there are emotions. And what we tend to do most of the time is cling to the thoughts, cling to the emotions. We identify us with the thought, with the emotion. While doing this, you might notice that it just pops up and it goes down. So you're training not to react. Seeing that a thought pops up. Noticing it. Not doing anything with it. And then it's gone. Most of the time. So the question there is, are you your thoughts? So, we've got the breath. We've got the body. Maybe combine them. There are sounds. You don't have to do anything with it. It's just there. And sometimes thoughts pop up. You direct your attention there. And then maybe simply go back towards the breath, towards the body. Maybe you feel something in the body. You go there. It came up, and maybe now it's leaving again. Maybe it's still there. And this is how we train mindfulness. This is how we train awareness. If you want to, you can of course go on training this. Otherwise, take a deeper breath in. Slowly open the eyes. Let the light come in. maybe stretch a bit. And finish the exercise.